October 19th. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalms 124, verse 8. Word came once that my eternally young friend Adela Rogers St. John had fallen and broken her arm, so I went to see her in her New York apartment. When I arrived, she was sitting at her typewriter, typing furiously like a cub reporter racing an imminent deadline. The only difference was that she was doing the work one-handed. Her other arm was immobile in a sling. "I have a book due in 2 months," she explained, her eyes full of determination. "To get it done on time, I'll need to write 12 pages a day, one arm or not." She got the book done. Some people let circumstances dictate the course their life takes. Others with set goals and resolution ride over problems that would thwart or derail them. This virtue is no doubt God-given, but it is nurtured by habit. 90% of the work that is done in the world is done by people who don't feel well, someone told me. I cannot vouch for the percentage, but I can for the principle. When you face obstacles that block your way, don't ask God why they're there. Ask Him how you can surmount them. Show me that of which I'm capable, Lord, and don't let me ever use sickness as a cop-out.